Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the solutions of your problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, today to provide you with those very beautiful tips based on Quran and narrations, we have with us in the studio our guest speaker, who is a world-famous speaker and Islamic researcher. Yes, she is none other, Razia Batul Najafi. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me here in this beautiful discussion.
Thank you so much for coming, despite your busy schedule. Well, sister, in our previous sessions, we have been talking about that who is responsible for the education, for the upbringing of children. And in that session, we came to know it's not just parents. Schools, in fact, play a very important role, and even friends, family, society, everything has some role to play. So parents do have roles. We have been talking about that, and we talk about that in our sessions regularly. But today I would want you to tell us something about the schools. What is the role played by the schools in Islamic upbringing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, we all know that half of our life, you know, during our student life, we spend in our schools.
Yes.
So definitely, no doubt, no one can deny the very crucial role of schooling and education and the environment of school and teachers and friends on our children.
Yeah.
So the first thing is that we have to be very, very sensitive about the choosing the school.
All right.
And I have seen in many European countries that literally parents, first they go and they visit and they talk to the management and principal, that these are our principles and these are our like rulings and culture.
Yeah.
So if you truly accept this culture, means whatever is acceptable, whatever is easily, you know, they can practice during the school time. So you can't believe it, Sister Zainab. Most of the time, in most of the schools, they truly appreciate, they respect the rulings. Like rulings are mostly what? Like modest dressing, for example.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
So if anyone is like the uniform is maybe the mini skirt, so you are asking for full skirt, for example.
Yes.
You know, half sleeves, you are asking for full sleeves, for example.
Yeah.
You know, and if they the kids they have any music session class, they are asking that this kind of music, no, but that kind of halal music, yes, you know. So little here and there, and you can't believe it nowadays, especially day by day, because Islam as a beautiful, comprehensive religion, you know, it's not like before. People are respecting more, although we have the problems more. Islamophobia is there too, but still many people, they are respecting the Islamic rulings. So the first step is how to choose
a school.
And the involvement of parents with the management of the school.
All right. So the first thing was to choose schools. We will definitely talk on that after a very short break. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking about the role played by schools in Islamic upbringing. Sister Najafi, you said the first and the foremost thing in the role that school plays is the selection of school done by parents. And the parents tell their conditions to the schools, like if there's a Muslim parent, it tells the school that I don't want my child to wear half sleeves, half skirts, or I don't want my child to be without hijab. So parents, by talking to the administration, can change these rules for their own kids.
Oh, yeah. Because mostly Muslim community, they live somehow near to each other.
Yeah.
So rarely you will find someone because of some restriction or some big need, they move to the city where there's no Muslim, even no single Muslim in that school. You know, that happens really. Mostly people, they love to move to the city or to the sector where the most of the people are maybe, you know, Muslims.
There's a mixed culture.
Yeah, exactly. So you will get some Muslims there. So most of the parents, if they're worried, you know, if they show their worries towards the Islamic culture, then they can solve very easily. I will give you some examples.
Yeah.
Like our Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah community, they are very active in school, college, universities. So literally they go and they request for a prayer room and even maybe any corner and break for prayer times. So if 20 of students, they are going together and asking for this, so mostly in the West, they truly respect the human rights, especially in this educational areas, you know, centers.
Yeah.
So you will get your right because you are, you know, maybe half of the class or maybe half of the, you know, like big
school,
number of,
yeah.
So we have many ways, you know, so it shows, alhamdulillah, because the question came from the parents, that means they are worried.
They are concerned.
Thinking about their children's future and akhirah and hereafter. That means a lot. Now, first step is to be in touch with the management. Just not only look at the brand of the name of the school and the area and the just, you know, admit your child in that school. No,
yeah.
First you can go and you can talk in a very nice, you know, and mannerly. And even you can be the big influential for them. They would be impressed by your seriousness and by your, you know, like strict.
Maybe
in
the logic you provide for having the Islamic dressing.
Oh, yeah. I remember one mother, she has given this example of tie. Yeah. So they have this objection that, you know, when kids are in the lab,
mm-hmm.
so sometimes, you know, they play with some fires and some very like.
So it could be dangerous.
Exactly. So if the girl is wearing the scarf, mm-hmm. so that would be not, you know, safe for her.
Right.
So parents, they have done some research about that, how our hairs can catch fire more quicker than a piece of clothes.
Yeah.
And the tie, and they were so amazed by the examples and logic of the
parents.
And
the logic behind it, obviously.
Yeah.
I'll be talking to you after a very short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Regarding the sixth verse of Surah At-Tahrim, the 66th Surah of the Holy Quran, that is, O you who have faith, save yourselves and your families from a fire. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, save your families from fire by enjoining them to do good and forbidding them from evil deeds.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat,
welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are talking on Islamic upbringing and the role played by the schools. So, Sister Najafi, you said parents need to talk. They need to choose wisely, not by looking at what my neighbor selected for his children. I'll also do the competition to just admit in my child in some very expensive school, not looking at the conditions and terms. You said we should be serious. Talking to the administration, the first and foremost thing is that we need to be in touch with the management.
Definitely. And the second thing, which is really important too, is that if anything happens to your child and he or she comes and tells you that, you know, maybe because of opposite gender, you know, I feel some kind of crush or attraction, mom, because I'm going to this kind of school.
A co-education.
Yeah, because of co-education. So we as a parents, we have to be very cool and calm and peaceful, and we should know how to listen to them. Whatever happens, yeah. You know, like, you should be like a beautiful tree full of oxygen. If you just, you know, early in the morning, if you go near those beautiful green areas and you just taking all those positive oxygens from them. So we feel so good to stand in a greenery, so our child would feel that comfort and peace when they are suffering or they are a bit confused because of this all big jump in their life or totally new culture in the school. Yeah. So if they come to you, you should know what is
so
your
here,
role.
So before you start doing the upbringing, you have to do your upbringing. You have to change.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, yeah.
All right. So you're trying to say that once we come to know as parents, something is like happening like that, or a child himself or herself comes and tells this to the parent, a parent needs to listen to the child in a very calm mood.
Yeah. Because, you know, mostly what happens when, especially the new comers in a European society or in other countries, non-Muslim countries, when they listen to all these different issues, especially what happens in the school, the parents, they can't accept it. And straight away, they are the big, you know, objection, and they get very hyper and they say, no, it's haram and you cannot, you know, do this, do that. So just listen, just listen.
Don't be hyper.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you are accepting everything, because we think, mostly parents, they think if I listen to my child very calmly, that means
I'm part of
that journey. Yeah. So inshallah, we are going to discuss more about this beautiful principle of upbringing, which is asl. This is asl, amn, yani peace. Yeah, this is the principle. Like, we should provide a very peaceful environment towards our child, inshallah.
Inshallah. We actually had an audience question regarding the same discussion, but I don't think we would be able to, you know, involve that question today in the session. Inshallah, I'll continue this session with you in another episode. Let me provide a little summary of what you said. You said so far that parents need to choose a school very, very wisely.
Definitely, yeah.
Not on the competitive basis. Like, if I see my relative going for some expensive school for his child, or my neighbor doing the same thing, I don't need to see those things and do competition myself. Thinking about the future of a child, I must choose wisely. So the first thing I can do is to select a good school, talk with the management, be in touch with the management, give management my conditions, that my conditions for my child are these. If you accept, then you do Bismillah. And if they do not accept, you go on changing the school. Thank you so much, Sister Najafi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for joining us on the program. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.